Well, you're going to have to catch a flight to Namibia or perhaps take a drive to Namibia to take part in today's travel and tourism recommendation, because we're back into the world of hiking. This time we are venturing outside our own borders, though, to talk about one of the most famous trails in our neighbouring Namibia, the Fisher River Canyon Trail. Known to be a very tough walk, it requires a fair degree of fitness and endurance to be able to complete it. But if you can, boy, the rewards are many. An experience of near total isolation in the largest canyon in Africa, surrounded by breathtaking views of ancient rock and sand and a little bit of water at the bottom, if you're lucky. As the Hiking South Africa website describes it, if your mind is in need of a meditation, then this is the perfect multi-day hike for you. I've never done it. I'd love to hear from our audience members who have tackled the Fisher River Canyon Trail and can tell us a little bit about the experience. But you don't have to take my word for it or theirs to find out more, because with us on the line today is Henk Blankenberg, who is the co-author, along with Lizette Meyer, of a new book called Hiking the Fish, The Ultimate Guide to the Fisher River Canyon Trail. Henk is a seasoned adventure guide. He has taken parties up Kilimanjaro. He has taken them trekking in the Himalayas, Machu Picchu in Peru, and of course, the Grand Canyon in the USA. And I'm looking forward to hearing his observations on how the Fish River Canyon compares. But first, let's say hello. And thank you, Henk, for a book that's filled with incredibly helpful, practical advice for anybody who is contemplating a Fish River expedition, because this book doesn't just walk you through the trail and its highlights. It really helps you plan and book and know exactly what to take with you. Welcome to the show, Henk. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Papa.
How many times have you actually walked this trail, and when was your first?
I've actually, unbelievably, I've hiked all across the world, but I've only hiked the Fisher River Canyon twice.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah. So it came from basically wanting to find out about the Fisher River Canyon, yep. And it's very difficult to get any information whatsoever. And that was the idea for the book. So hiking the fish the first time, I already had the idea in mind, you know, we need somewhere where we can get information and make it accessible to people, because it is just an unbelievable experience.
I'm so glad you sort of saw that hole and have decided to plug it, because, Henk, my observation is anybody I know who has done it or has dreamed of doing it knows that it's quite a difficult trail and can be an intimidating thing to take on, not just because of the difficulty of the trail itself, but it's quite a distance for us to travel to get there from Cape Town, and it takes a lot of advanced planning because you've got to carry all of your kit with you the whole way, don't you?
Yes, that's exactly what makes it so magical. Once you arrive at the rim of the canyon, you know, what you've got with you is what you've got for the next 5 or 6 days. Nothing else. Nothing else comes into that canyon. So that is the magic of it. It's absolutely amazing.
If nothing goes in, then nothing goes out either. Henk, it is a tough trail. It's in conditions in which I would guess the risk of heat stroke and people not accurately estimating how much water they need to be drinking, not to mention snake bites and scorpions and twisted ankles and the usual things that can happen on hiking trails, must be particularly challenging if you do have some kind of a medical emergency.
It is. So they do have some measures in place that help can get in. It's strongly suggested that people have a satellite phone.
Okay.
But there are also other groups, you know, doing the trail at the same time. So it is possible to get help in.
Okay.
So the emergency things are there. But obviously, the better you plan and the better your chances of getting through the canyon unscathed.
Obviously, you hope that you don't ever need to think about that. But Henk, yeah, good to know it can be done. So let's just talk a little bit more about the trail and the canyon itself. For those who don't know, it is the longest canyon in Africa. It runs about 160 kilometers from one end to the other. And at its deepest point, I think, is about 550 meters deep. Henk, I know that you have guided groups through the Grand Canyon in America. I'm guessing maybe some of our listeners will have had that experience. How do the two compare?
Yeah, I think the beauty of the Fish River Canyon is it's just completely off the beaten track. I mean, if you go to the Grand Canyon the first time, you know, it attracts obviously thousands of people.
Yeah.
There's a little village on the rim of the canyon. You know, so thousands of people walk down or partly down the trail. It's very few people that actually venture all the way to the bottom because of the depth of it. But the Fisher River Canyon, you know, like I said, when you stand on that rim, once you start trekking down there, you are completely cut off from the world. And it's just you and the canyon for the next 5 days.
Mm.
So the magic of the Fisher River Canyon is just so much more than the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it sounds incredible. Henk, I would imagine that the other thing that must be a gift is what you see above you at night in particular. You're camping on this canyon, so you are lying there on the canyon floor looking at the sky and at the stars. I would imagine the stargazing opportunities must be incredible.
Yeah, I know. That is one of my hobbies since childhood. Okay. I absolutely love the skies and love the stars. And Namibia, of course, is famous for stargazing. So lying there, you know, you've got no tent. You've just got a little piece of canvas that you lie on. And you just lie there looking at the satellites going by, looking at shooting stars. It really is incredible.
Henk, let's talk a little bit about the logistics of the trail. As you said, you've got to carry everything with you, including your food and all the equipment you need to prepare that food. Obviously, it's easier these days thanks to all the camping equipment shops that offer us freeze-dried meals and lightweight stuff to carry along with you. What was it like for you? Do you want to just give us a bit of a sense of your experience of the trail, what sort of things you carried and took with you, what you ate along the way, and just a bit of a sense of what it was like from day to day?
Yes, no, lovely. Obviously, weight is a big thing going into the canyon. And when you start a trail, that descent can be quite treacherous. So you want to take it very slowly and you don't want to carry too heavy.
Yeah.
But obviously, being the start of the trail, your backpack is the heaviest it's going to be on the entire trail.
Yeah.
So hence, weight saving is a major thing. So you want to package every single meal separately. Mm. You want to have enough snacks for every day, but not too much either. And so you want just enough to eat, just enough snacks, and maybe a little bit extra for those unforeseen circumstances, but nothing more than that. So hiking down on that first day, like I said, quite treacherous.
Yeah.
You've got to get to the bottom of the canyon, but you've got plenty of time. So I always suggest that people just take their time on that downhill. A lot of people rush. They want to get down to the water, but there's a chance of, you know, damaging your ankle, of, you know,
yeah,
picking up a problem with your knees or whatever. So take your time. You've got a certain amount of kilometers that you're going to go through on the 5 days, if you hike it in 5 days. So people are worried about that first day that they don't do enough. And my advice is, don't worry about it at all. Do what you can on the first day, but with absolutely no rush. Enjoy the canyon. It's that first 2 days in the canyon is probably at its most spectacular.
Hmm.
You also have more opportunity on those first couple of days to encounter water, to maybe have a swim in the river, and just to enjoy it. There's enough time on the following 3 days to pick up kilometers when the canyon starts widening out and the track gets flat and a little bit further away from the actual river.
Right. Henk, how much water is in the river at any given time? I know that this is a seasonal trail that you only do in the sort of winter months and on either side of those because of the heat. But what's the sort of water situation? How much water do you expect to see in the Fish River?
You know, that is very much seasonal, like you just mentioned. So starting from April, you probably have the most water in the canyon that you will see during the season. And then towards September, when you have the least amount of water. And that also depends on year to year, because some years they have no rain. And there have been some years that they've actually closed the canyon. So the idea is to find out from the Namibian wildlife people to find out exactly how much water is in that canyon. There's normally enough in the canyon for drinking, but not always enough for swimming and to immerse yourself in the water. So you've got to be very careful on that.
Yeah.
And the idea is whenever you have a water crossing and there's water, you just fill up all your water bottles because you don't know for the rest of the day if you're going to encounter more water. So obviously it's more fun if you hit a season where there's more water in the canyon, when there's plenty of time for swimming, plenty of opportunity for swimming. But generally speaking, there's enough for drinking and cooking.
Just for anybody who's come in late to the conversation, our guest is Henk Blankenberg, who's one of the co-authors of a new book called Hiking the Fish, The Ultimate Guide to the Fish River Canyon Trail, co-written with Lizette Mayer. And as Henk mentioned at the start, there's very little out there in terms of information to help you plan a Fish River Canyon hike. So this book is really going to fill a very important space in the hiker's sort of bookshelf, if I can put it that way. If you are thinking of doing it, if it's been a bucket list dream of yours to go and hike this trail, you really need to get your hands on a copy. It's packed with such practical information on everything on how to navigate each day of walking, to advice on what to put in your backpack and what to leave behind. Henk, interesting comment from our listener Sue, who says, my daughter's done the fish and the required medical examination beforehand, honestly done by the participant, as well as fitness and experience, are essential. Two important things there. One is the medical and secondly, the fitness level. Let's start with the medical exam. My understanding is anybody who signs up to do this trail has to produce a doctor's note saying you're good to go. Am I right?
It's absolutely correct, yeah. So once you get to the office at the start, at the trailhead, they do require that medical form. So go to your doctor, get the form filled out, and then you're ready to go.
Okay. Sue also mentions the importance of fitness and experience. I mean, this is, as you've now said several times, it's a challenging trail, not only the distance covered, but certainly the conditions. It's hot, it's quite exposed in most of it. What sort of level of experience and training and preparation is needed to take it on realistically?
Man, I definitely would say this is not your sort of first multi-day hike. You know, it's generally for people that have done at least one or hopefully a few multi-day hikes. So you've got some experience on under your belt. You also then want to train. You know, a lot of people work maybe the whole week, but then take the weekends and go for long hikes. Carry stuff on your back. Try and take, you know, a long hike on a Saturday, long hike on a Sunday. The better you prepare, the more you're going to enjoy it. You know, people get down into the canyon. If they haven't done enough training, they start getting blisters. It becomes a real painful, horrible experience. And that's what you want to try and avoid. So get in the training, get as fit as you can, and get hiking fit. I think that's very, very important. It's one thing to be fit, but it's another thing to carry a heavy pack on your back for the whole day, one day after the other. So that's important that you get enough hiking experience in.
I believe one of our listeners has sent a voice note about their experience. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi, Pippa. Just thought I'd share my story of the hike in the fish. It was many, many moons ago, and I was horse riding fit, but certainly not hiking fit. The longest hike I'd ever done was 2 days in the Cedarburg. And a bunch of us decided to tackle this. There were a couple of seasoned hikers who had done the fish before, but I was a total newbie. My husband at the time, packed my backpack for me, and you know, he packed as if he was packing for himself. So I slid down into the canyon on my bottom, and my roll-up mattress got a puncture on the way down, so I didn't have a mattress the whole 5 days. When we got to the bottom, we started taking things out of the backpack. I couldn't even lift it up. So the monkeys had my Cocoa Pops and my seed loaf and all the nice things. And by the second day, which was boulder hopping, I'd had enough, and I asked if there wasn't an emergency exit. We came to the emergency exit, and it was just a straight up cliff. So I said, okay, I'll carry on. Anyway, yeah, lots of baboons, an amazing experience. Fortunately, I had my hiking boots were well seasoned, so I didn't suffer from blisters or anything like that. But your legs take strain. I mean, you cannot squat. If you need to go to the loo, you dig a hole and you lean against a tree or a bush or whatever you can find, because it's impossible to bend your legs. So, yeah. But when I got to the end and got into those hot pools, the sense of achievement was just phenomenal. So I'm really glad I did it, but I'm not going to hurry and do it again. Lovely show. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Well, at least if you do it again, you know to pack your own bag. I mean, Henk, I heard you laughing a few times there because a couple of rookie errors in that description, but also just the most wonderful evocative sense of what you went through. Is that a fairly accurate description of what people go through?
I think so, yes. But again, just the fact, you know, do the training, do the hiking, prepare yourself as much as you can. I'm glad she had, at the end of the day, when she thinks back, it was a worthwhile experience, because it certainly is. And I think the difficulty mustn't hold people back. Once people have done it, you know, so many people go back and do it again. It's that being cut off from the world for that 5 days. You're so immersed in the actual now of just being where you are with no worries about anything else but your own body and your own experience within that canyon. So once you finish it, that sense of achievement, but the sense of just being and being in nature, it's just unbelievable. I just cannot emphasize that enough.
And it's so rare that you have that experience of being just completely in your own space and time like that. I hear you. Henk, our listener Errol asking what the age restrictions are on the trail. You know, some of our local trails limit at the upper ceiling. I know there's a lower ceiling. I think it's 12 years old you have to be to tackle the fish. But is there an upper limit?
Upper limit, there is. That depends a little bit on your doctor's certificate.
Okay.
You know, so many, you have to, that's why you go for the medical. So probably more on the doctor's advice. Okay. I mean, the doctor gives you a go-ahead if you're getting on in years, they would still allow you on. I mean, I'm just thinking of people that have taken up Kilimanjaro, you know, well into the 70s, 77, 78 years old.
Yeah.
So depending on how fit you are.
Okay, good to know. I bet Errol's busy looking up how to book a book trip as we speak, which is an important question. Henk, I mean, obviously your book has got very good guidance on the things you need to consider, from how you get to Namibia to remembering to take your passport to cross the border, places you can stay on either side of the trail itself. But in terms of booking for the trail, how does one go about doing that? I mean, here in South Africa, you would book through Sandparks, I think, for an otter trail or the like. What's the procedure for the Namibian trails?
Basically, you've phone them at II or at Horbus, which is the two ends of the trail, and you can book directly with them.
Okay.
So NWR, I'm trying to think what it stands for, Namibian Wildlife something. And so just check it on the internet. It's very, very clear. You can email them directly or call them directly. So the booking itself is quite straightforward. But obviously in the book, we give you guidance on all the different forms that you need. So that you don't arrive there and you have something missing.
Yeah, important. Henk, I think you've put together such a valuable guide. It really, I think you've thought of everything. It's just covered in such practical detail what you need to know if you're thinking of tackling this trail. So I really want to thank you firstly for creating this book in the first place, and secondly for being so generous with your time this afternoon to discuss it with us, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. And I hope a lot of people get inspired to actually get out there, get walking, and hopefully put the fish over on their bucket list, because it is an amazing experience.
Let's hope so. Henk Blankenberg, thank you so much for your time. So the book you're looking for is called Hiking the Fish, The Ultimate Guide to the Fish River Canyon Trail, written by Henk Blankenberg and Lizette Mayer, and it's published by Strike Nature. You're going to pay roughly 200 rand for a copy, and I believe the books have finally arrived and hit the shelves of our local bookstore. So if you are thinking about it, please go and look for it. It'll be absolutely invaluable advice in planning your trip. Love to hear from anybody else who's done the Fish River Canyon. While we listen to the Eyewitness News, please send through those voice notes and let us know about your experience.